Hello, hello, and welcome back or welcome to the Self-Help Podcast. I'm your host, Kayla, and today we are going to be talking about how to manifest your best year yet in 2025. Now, before we jump into it, I did want to mention that, yes, I started season two and then I disappeared off this channel and from the podcast because a lot of crazy things happen in my life. And I'm not going to get into it in this podcast episode because that's not what we're talking about. But if you are interested in my life and what goes on behind the scenes, feel free to subscribe to my main channel, which is my vlog channel, Higher Self Vlogs, because I will be posting an update there in the next video on there. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Now, I understand that every single year you probably write down a list of goals, make a vision board, do all the manifesting techniques, and maybe that hasn't really done it for you, and maybe you just want a new concept to uplevel your life. I totally understand it because that's what everybody does in the new year. We all say that we're going to change our lives, we're going to get our dream body, we're going to attract that dream partner, and we are going to hit $1 million. But do the things on our vision boards usually come true? Now, for me, it does, and that's why I'm going to be sharing what I'm sharing with you today. But I know for a long time, my New Year's resolutions didn't work because I didn't work at them and I wasn't able to attract them. And it all goes into energy and the way that you think, feel, and act. And that's exactly what we're going to get into in today's episode. The new year is a magical time for transformation because you have to think that there's a collective energy this time of year. With this collective energy, it is very beneficial to be able to manifest our dream life because everybody else has very similar goals. Everybody else is doing the same thing. Everybody else has a similar intention. Even if you don't have a group of people in your circle who are doing the same thing you are, there's still the energy of the collective consciousness actively making the decision to change their life at the same exact time. Now, one of my biggest and most favorite New Year's transformations is my health, because I used to eat like shit and I also used to not be super consistent with working out. This year in 2024, I have reached my health goals and I am so grateful for it. And one of the things that really helped me with that was cycle syncing. I'm not gonna get into it in this episode, but my goal was to cycle sync for the whole entire year and to see how I felt. And it actually made a huge difference in the way that I move through life and my energy levels, my hormone levels. It also made a huge difference in my activity levels as well. There were certain circumstances that got in the way where, you know, my brother died, I went through a divorce, and also my cat passed away not too long ago. And during those times, I did take a little bit of a break from working out. But the one thing I did stay super consistent on was my eating patterns. Maybe I had a brownie or a cookie here and there. It was just Christmas, so I had a lot of cookies recently. But I'm getting back on track because I developed a habit. And once you develop a habit for a certain period of time, it becomes your new identity. You then start to identify with the new habit. So for as long as I've been eating a lot healthier, that is my mindset now. Whenever I do eat something that isn't super good for me, I do have the understanding of, okay, time to jump back into cycle syncing and get our hormones rebalanced and recalibrated here. And that is something I'm super proud of this year because I feel my best that I've ever felt energy-wise. And when I used to wake up in the morning, I used to feel so exhausted because I used to eat really poorly. And now I'm super energized in the morning and I'm excited to get out of bed. That is one thing that I've manifested this year, was my overall health and well-being. And that to me is way more in alignment for me and way more important than anything on the external that I could have manifested, to be quite honest. I have manifested external things consciously, like my dream apartment, my dream car, which is a Tesla Model 3, and my YouTube channel, my Instagram. I've manifested so many things on the external, right? But this year, I really wanted to focus on the internal, and I know that eating healthy and working out is very common for people to want to start the new year with, and then they'll do it for like a month or 2 months and then they'll fall off. So I'm gonna teach you how to be consistent with your New Year's resolutions, and by the end of this podcast episode, you will feel so motivated and so ready to start your new year. And before I hop right into it, I did want to mention real quick that I am launching a new group coaching program, which is called New Year Rebirth. I'm so beyond excited for this, and it's all about stepping into your new timeline, stepping into a new era, a new year, a new identity, and rebirthing yourself to be the most upgraded version of yourself possible and to manifest your goals fast. So if this sounds good to you, I'll be talking about it a little bit more at the end of this episode. The new year is actually my favorite holiday, and that is because it's like an energetic reset button for the collective. It's literally the reset button on your life, which you can choose to reset or you can choose not to. I always do because I like to evaluate my previous year. It's literally a date out of the year where everyone just collectively decides, I'm gonna be better next year. And I think that that is so amazing and so powerful and so exciting and such a positive thing for the collective to go through at the same exact time. And yeah, some people fall off or whatever, and you know, some people don't stick to their New Year's resolutions, but for the ones that do and the ones who keep at it, we are all collectively also transforming this planet together, because the more that we transform, the more that other people will transform as well, because it's a domino effect and your energy rubs off on people. And I think it's just such a beautiful, beautiful time of the year. The collective energy is so beyond powerful, and you can also tap into this energy to make powerful and a long-lasting change in your life. Now, I want to talk a little bit about manifesting your goals in the new year. And I go through three different phases with this. The first phase being that I reflect on the previous year and I let go of any limiting beliefs that are no longer serving me that I don't want to take into the next year. And the way that I do this is I reflect on what went well and also what went terrible and how I could have handled things maybe a little bit differently. It's important to let go of any negative limiting beliefs or negative patterns so that you can make room for the new, because your new life will not come to fruition if you aren't willingly allowing yourself to let go of your old life. This can also come with a lot of grief as you are letting go of your old self, your old identity, but it also brings such positive change into your new identity. Phase number two is all about the vision and the alignment. It's important to create a clear vision of what you want your year to look like. And I don't necessarily recommend setting super duper specific goals unless, you know, maybe that works for you. But for me, I will set a goal, and from that goal, I will look at the version of myself that has it and visualize the version of myself that has that specific thing. Like last year, I wanted to start a new business. I wasn't really sure what it was, but I wanted to focus on YouTube with more self-development content. And that also turned into a coaching business. Had I been super duper specific of the exact number that I wanted to reach on YouTube or whatever the case may be, which I have manifested subscribers on YouTube with a specific number in mind, but if I only had that very narrow, limited scope, I might not have had the opportunity to coach other people because my vision would be very limited. So you don't want to limit yourself with this. And when I set a goal, I think of the highest version of myself and what they would think, feel, and act in order to get there. How was the version of myself who was doing self-development content on YouTube thinking, feeling, and acting on a daily basis? And then I aligned myself with that vision. And when I create my vision board, I also create pictures of working on a laptop and even a microphone, which I didn't even know I was gonna start a podcast this year. When I put that microphone on my vision board last year, I just thought that I was going to create meditations. One thing led to another, and I created meditations, and then I also started this podcast. And that's what I mean by don't narrow your vision too much on your goals, because there could be so much more that you can expand as well that maybe you wouldn't have even thought of. And the third phase is inspired action. So taking the aligned action, like I mentioned previously, is crucial, because without the action part, if you're only thinking and feeling, you're not going to make moves. You're not going to get as far as you would without the action. So when it comes to the action, let's say, for example, you want to be healthy, just like I wanted to feel healthy. I looked at the highest version of myself and thought, how would my higher self think, feel, and act on a daily basis if my body was healthy and if I was more athletic? Well, I would work out almost every day. I would dance. I would cycle sync my meals, my workouts, my social life, my work life. All of that came to fruition because I focused on the thinking, feeling, and action from my higher self, having the goal already versus feeling like I didn't have the goal and trying to work myself up to get there. I felt healthy and then I became healthy. So it all starts with the thinking of, okay, I am healthy. The affirmations, I am healthy. I work out every day. I eat healthy. I balance my hormones. I cycle sync. And creating that identity for yourself, because you're not going to create a change without creating the identity for yourself to make that change. It all starts with a new identity. If the identity that you're in now isn't doing the things that you would do in order to be healthy, then you need to switch up your identity. Then it stems into the feelings of, oh, okay, how would I feel if I was healthy and if I was energized every day? Well, I would feel energized. I would feel healthy. I would feel motivated. I would feel better. I would have a calm nervous system. And then what's the action on that? Well, the inspired action from those thinking and feeling states are eating healthy to balance my hormones, cycle syncing, working out. You get the gist? The actions all stem from your feelings and your thought patterns. And without the feelings and thought patterns, you wouldn't be taking the inspired action, because you would just look at the goal and say, okay, what do I have to do to get here? And then you'd be taking action that isn't necessarily in full alignment with your higher self, because you didn't think about how your higher self would think, feel, and act beforehand. You're just taking a guess. So really visualize how your higher self thinks, feel, and acts with those goals. And then with your vision board and with whatever manifestation technique you're going to be using, put on there the thinking, feeling, and acting part. Like on my vision board, I put healthy meals. I put girls working out. I put girls doing Pilates, and I started Pilates this year. Worked out a lot more this year. I cycle synced pretty much the whole year, and cycle syncing is literally my diet for everything now, and it literally changed my life. What I didn't put on my vision board was a sexy model that has a ton of plastic surgery, which nothing wrong with that. It's just not for me. But I feel like a lot of people have these idealistic goals that are like, oh, I want to look like that, so I'm going to put that on my vision board. When in reality, you don't know how you're going to get there until you actually feel into, okay, what does my higher self think, feel, and act on a daily basis if I had already attained this goal? Do you understand? So instead of putting a really sexy model on your vision board, maybe put down the health habits of healthy meals on your vision board, people working out on your vision board. Now, if you would like help on your manifestation journey for 2025, I want to talk to you a little bit about my group coaching program. I am so beyond excited to announce that I am hosting a 6-week group coaching program with amazing individuals, and it is at an early bird price right now. Super duper affordable. If you've ever wanted to work with me, this is your chance. And it's not only working with me, but you will get group accountability as well with like-minded individuals who are on a similar path to you. You might meet some amazing new friends along the way. This all includes a 6-week coaching program, which is one group coaching per week with a guided meditation that's live channeled from the divine. There will also be videos as well with different manifestation techniques that you can use along your journey. There will be homework and group accountability so that you are taking the inspired action as well. So if you're ready to transform and uplift your life in 2025 and make a huge transformation to where people don't even recognize who you are anymore in the best possible way. I will leave a link down below. You can book a discovery call with me. You can't just sign up to get in this program. I am only accepting individuals who are very serious about it and who are in alignment with it. So if that sounds like it's you, click the link in the description to book a free discovery call with me. The program starts in mid-January, so be sure to book the call ASAP to get into the program. This is the perfect way to stay on track with your manifestation goals for the new year and to have support from a collective group and a coach who can guide you through it. This is literally the perfect time to make this investment in yourself. And like I mentioned in the beginning, the power of group energy and having us all meditate at the same exact time is absolutely insane, and I can't wait to have you there. And that wraps things up for today's podcast episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. Again, if you're ready to take the first step into manifesting your dream life in 2025, the group coaching program is where it's at. Trust me, transformation is possible with the right tools and support system, and I know for a fact that this year you will create the life that you desire. Thank you again so much for tuning into today's podcast episode. I really hope that you enjoy it. Happy New Year! I'm so excited for the new year. Oh my gosh. It's going to be amazing. I already have so many plans for the new year. I hope you have an amazing, amazing rest of your day and rest of your year whenever this episode goes live. And I will see you in the next one. Have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day/year.